We'll get to all of that and more in a little bit. But here is Dr. Hanan on a Monday morning. Hello, Doc. How are you?
Hey, guys. I'm well. Can we acknowledge that summer's over?
Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm wearing a T-shirt and I came in this morning, got out of the car here at the office and I was like, woo, okay.
Little nippy.
Yeah. Are we meant to be depressed about this, Doc?
Very.
Really? Very. So sometimes depression is absolutely called for.
Warranted.
It's completely justified in this case.
Yeah. I hate winter, so let's all commiserate with each other. All right, so listen, we got a lot to talk about, and I kind of, Leanne's just sat here and absorbed a whole lot of my ranting this morning. Poor woman. I started the show this morning just completely and hopelessly trying to figure out like why people have given up on the idea of truth. And there are a number of reasons for that, and we talked about some of those. I'm not going to go over old territory. But I want to talk about this Kate Middleton saga, not because I give a shit about the royals or any of that stuff, but people are obsessed with the royals, and they're obsessed with celebrities and rich people and sports stars, and maybe because their own lives are so boring. And we've got to acknowledge that a lot of the people who jump to conspiracy theories on the internet, they don't have a lot going on in their lives. And before, they didn't have an outlet for all of this nonsense. Now, because of social media, they have a place to, I don't know, make a noise. The kind of noise that a mob usually makes when they bang for blood somewhere, or they're going to the dog fights or whatever peasants used to do in the old days. I don't know what peasants used to do. They used to what? Fight with each other, stab each other with pitchforks.
Make chickens fight with each other.
Make chickens fight. Like, peasants have always had to find a way to like distract themselves from the misery and boredom of their own lives. And I look at this story with them and I see conspiracy theories abounding online. And I'm like, why are people like this? Why are they so disappointing? And I need answers, Doc, otherwise I'm going to start like losing it.
So the truth is I didn't even know the story existed before the producer asked me to come and talk about it.
And so you had to do some research.
Completely. Yeah. Completely. And I think, interestingly, Gareth, I think you are 100% right. People that have nothing else to focus on that's meaningful in their world, they look for other people to create that meaning and drama in their lives, so they have something to talk about or something to do and something to focus on.
Mm.
We naturally are attracted to kind of the loudest person or the biggest drama, but we forget very quickly. We like the fairy tales, we like the ups, we like the downs, we like the survival story, we like the breakdown story. We just like to live vicariously through other people's existence. The reason why we like conspiracy theories is because it's an intellectually lazy way to connect the dots for something quite complex.
Okay.
So the world is a complex thing and the brain doesn't like to kind of do the proper homework, and you were talking about the truth and figure it out for real. So it'd rather kind of go 1 + 1 = 2, or it must be because of X, Y, and Z. Simple, done, shelve it, compartmentalize it, and move forward. So it's just an intellectually lazy way to connect the dots to make yourself feel that you understand or that you know, or to close the loop, so to speak, and make sense of your world.
Okay, that's a great explanation. But it's not satisfying me, because I'm like, surely for me and for so many other people who I know and like and want to spend time with, it's a better option to go and fill your life up, to like go and do things that matter, make other people's lives better. Go out there and make a difference to someone else. Make a contribution to the world. Clean up your street. Help your neighbor. Take time out to go and spend time with someone old or someone young. Or
adopt a dog.
Adopt a dog, like Leanne did. But these people are instead getting all up in Kate Middleton's face and worrying about whether or not a video is fake and whether or not she really has cancer. And it's never going to make any impact on their lives in reality. Why are they so loath to do things in their own lives rather than
worry about everyone else's?
Yeah, get involved in stuff that actually has zero to do with them.
I agree with you. I think that's one of the biggest problems, that society is filled with these quick fixes that make us feel better about ourselves because they're just pure distractions. You know, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, if we wanted to be distracted, we'd have to go outside or we'd have to wait. How about waiting for our favorite TV show to come on, that it's only going to come on in 2 hours?
Mm-hmm.
These days, you know, you have an option of 100 TV shows and you can have it right here, right now, delivered to you in the car.
Right.
So, yeah, you know, sure. The access to immediate gratification is so, it's so accessible these days compared to, you know, the need to be patient, I don't know, 20 or 30 years ago. But what's easier, to go to the gym or to turn on the news and start living somebody else's theory or conspiracy theory or life? Right. What's easier? Is it easier to kind of get your diet in order or get your household in order and clean your house, so to speak, in every way, your finances, mm-hmm. work out a budget, start serving, you know, your kids, start being a better spouse, start finding your sense of purpose, start being kinder to people, adopt a dog. What's easier, doing that or, you know, living through other people's, you know, miseries or other people's stories? Mm-hmm. So people choose the easy way out.
Here's a very good question from Goon, who says, Doctor, what about the effects stupid people have on intelligent ones in society? The number of stupid people is growing like a virus. Why are we so afraid of truth? Because stupidity is easy? It's a good question.
Yeah, I mean, look, life is very nuanced. It's a complex thing, and people don't have the, let's call it, the capacity or the tenacity to go and seek the real answers. The reason why, I mean, you saw that Douglas Murray eviscerate the EWN reporter.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't eviscerate her because he's so clever. He's eviscerated her because he's educated. He knew he was four steps ahead. If you know what he knew, he was just toying with her because she was playing checkers with somebody that was playing chess. But getting to, let's call it, the Douglas Murray kind of level where you're educated, it's about experiencing life and reading and engaging and connecting dots in very complex ways. And people would rather kind of go, well, I don't want to go down that road. I'd rather go and live
it's too much
and
work.
Laugh at other people's – too much work. Yeah. I'd rather laugh at other people's lives or, you know, feel happy about people's failures than go and actually study and get educated.
Hmm.
You know, I mean, you talk about the chess and checkers games, but someone once said to me, and I think it's a valid kind of metaphor that's been used a lot, is you do get those people who are like pigeons, and you can't play chess with a pigeon because it'll just jump on the board, knock all the pieces all over the place, and then take a shit. You've got to also decide who's worth engaging with. And unfortunately, we live in a time now where everybody feels like they're equal because they have an equal voice online, right? It doesn't matter if you've got followers or not, but everybody feels that when they say something online, or if they're commenting on someone else's saying something,
yeah,
that they should
audience.
Well, they should be treated like they're some kind of equal. Now, no matter how much I try, I'm never going to be the equal of, you know, people who are much more educated, much more influential, much more powerful than I am. And I've accepted that, but some people don't accept that. They're like that pigeon that gets on the board, knocks the chess pieces all over, shits all over it, and then expects applause for that too. Surely with social media, we will get to a point somewhere in, you know, the story of humanity. Maybe it'll take another 50, 100 years. Maybe AI will do it in the space of 5 years. But where we can just shut down that noise, that stuff I was talking about when I first posed the question, from all these crazies who we should be ignoring. I said to Leanne, you know, before you would have just driven past these people and not paid any attention. But they all think that they have a say now. Will we be able to ignore them in the future? Are you confident?
Nah. Everybody, one thing that's common to everybody is that we all like to be heard and we like to feel important. And social media plays into that. You know, we get a heart. Mm. What does a heart even mean? Or what does a thumbs up really mean?
Right.
We think it makes us feel special, but people must understand that when you get the heart or the thumbs up, people didn't even look at your work. People even didn't hear what you had to say. They just virtue signaling, letting you know that, oh, we paid attention to you, but it's all fake. So, you know, we like these things and we strive for these things, but they don't mean much. We think we have an audience. And everybody thinks they, because they're saying something online, there's an audience and they feel that they're experts in something. So people think that they're European war strategists, and then people were COVID specialists, and now people are Middle East specialists. Everybody thinks that, you know, whenever they have an opinion, it really matters because they have all the information and people are there to listen. And the truth is, please believe me, people are not listening to you. People are watching the Kate Middleton and they're looking after their kids and their wives in the background and their husbands this and their work that and their boss is screaming at them. People just focus on what's important to them. They don't care about your opinion. If you just realize, I mean, how many times have we said, you know, that meme of the earth before your opinion and earth after your opinion? And it's exactly the same.
Right.
People think that your opinion actually moves the earth in some capacity. It means nothing. And I want to tell you, the reality, it's very psychologically liberating to know that you're not that important. You're not that important with the good, and you're not that important with the bad. Just move on with life. Nobody cares. When you succeed, nobody cares. And when you fail, nobody cares. Just move forward.
Right.
Don't think you're that important.
Yeah, because there are people who are waking up this morning going, oh, if I don't do this, what will people think of me? And they're not. They're not going to think about you. Just do the things you want to do today. Do those brave, brilliant things, or do those unimportant, dull, uninteresting things. But don't worry. The rest of us are not going to be.
Exactly.
Yeah. We're all going to carry on.
Nobody's going to mention your name.
No.
Nobody's going to mention your name at supper tonight. I promise you.
Yeah. All these people thinking that someone somewhere is worrying about them. They're really not. It's crazy. What do you tell kids about, like, how to figure out what's worth spending time on and what isn't?
So it depends, obviously, what age, but. Kids need to learn, for me, at least when I see the parents of the kids that come to me, it's the basics. It's manners. It's discipline. Mm-hmm. Do your hard work. Don't blame anybody. Don't be a victim. If you got 55% for maths, got to work harder. If you don't have any friends, build your social skills. If you're struggling with your sports, you know, go training more often. Just the basic things that make you an adult. That's what I tell kids. Values. Basic values. Doesn't have to be complicated.
I would have loved to have got 55% for maths.
Well, it's because Leanne was smoking and she was in a gang. She was in a gang at school. All right, Doc, thank you. This is useful stuff to start our week with. If you want to send us a question you've got for Dr. Hanan, you can do that. Just drop us an email, contact@cliffcentral.com, and we will pass it on to him. He's always keen to hear what your problems are and hopefully help solve them. I just want to throw this in quickly from Slippery Pickle before we go to a break. The general intelligence of the mob is inversely proportional to the size of the mob. As the mob doubles, the average intelligence halves. Can't remember the name of the law. That's always true. I think that's spot on.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
there we go. 100%.